2022 was a rough year for investors. Between inflation, falling stock prices, the crypto crash, it was hard to find any safe haven. That had a lot of investors looking at one of the most ancient places to store their money, gold. NPR's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Investing in gold has typically been pretty old school for the maverick, maybe slightly anti-establishment investor. But last year, everybody wanted in. Global demand for gold jumped nearly 20%.
So what I did, I visited a coin store.
Julia Grugin is 20. She's a junior at Temple University, majoring in finance. And a few months ago, she made one of her first big investments ever in gold.
I went in and it was all men. I was a little timid and I had barrettes in my hair.
Grugin quickly realized that 20-year-old women were not the typical gold investor, but she was determined. Grugin had been studying economics and finance, and she just wasn't interested in the investments that her friends were excited about.
I know I'm supposed to be hugely into crypto and NFTs, but I am that old school girl. And for gold specifically, I definitely think of it as a value store more than an investment.
A value store. A safe haven from inflation, from geopolitical problems, and other things that can erode the value of a country's money. So, barrettes and all, Grugin marched up to the counter at the coin store and placed her order.
I said, I want a 10-gram bar.
10 grams of gold. The price? About $625. Grugin had the cash in hand. And millions of Americans have been doing the same. Stefan Gleason is the president of Money Metals Exchange, one of the largest gold and silver dealers in the country. He says ever since prices started rising during early lockdown, his business has been nuts.
Explosion in demand, you know, 5 to 10 times more order volume than we had been doing. So we ship out 1,000 to 2,000 boxes a day around the country.
And wait, really?
Yeah.
Gleason says customers tell him the last few years have really shaken their faith in the U.S. dollar and in stocks and in cryptocurrency. But they trust gold. After all, it is one of the oldest investments out there. In fact, a lot of our language about money comes from gold, like the term sound money, which refers to this ancient practice people used to test the purity of gold.
You know, bang it on a rock or bang a sword against it or whatever. And the pure stuff has a distinct melodic ring.
Although these days, the gold business sounds more like this.
We're right here in little sleepy Eagle, Idaho.
Well, it's not that sleepy right now.
No, definitely not. A lot of noise.
Mike Leeson is Stefan's brother and director of Money Metals Exchange. And he walked me around what will be their new 40,000 square foot headquarters. The new digs will make it one of the biggest precious metal storage facilities in the country.
Well, right now we're leveling the ground to go underneath the vaults. So that's what these bulldozers are doing right now. Is we're really building for the future here.
The Gleasons are betting the future is golden. After all, countries like Turkey, China, Russia, and Poland are reportedly buying up huge amounts of gold. They're also worried about inflation. Of course, gold does not have a great track record as an investment. Gold right now is worth roughly the same price it was 12 years ago. Almost any good stock would have been more profitable. But that has not deterred the true believers, like 20-year-old Julia Grugin. She did, in fact, get her gold in the end, a little bar about the size of a postage stamp, bright yellow.
How does it feel to hold it?
I mean, you feel a little bougie. You feel special a little bit.
Grugin says her grandfather, a school teacher, invested in stocks and gold and was able to retire very comfortably. In fact, one of the first things she did when she bought her gold piece was text her grandma.
I said, "Please tell Poppy that I just bought my first 10 grams of gold." And she said, "Poppy says, wow, all capitals, awesome."
Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.